A Democratic-leaning independent group is criticizing J.B. Van Hollen in new TV ads for not doing more to keep a sexual offender behind bars. In 1999, as a Bayfield County prosecutor, J.B. Van Hollen handled a case in which a 14-year-old was sexually assaulted. While out on bail for that crime, the defendant killed a different teenage girl. A commercial questions why Van Hollen did not try to revoke bail ordered by a judge before the fatal stabbing occurred. Michelle McGroarty is with the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which paid for the ad.
During that time period when he could have done something about it, he could have taken it back before the judge and asked for a revocation or reconsideration. He never did anything. He didn't do anything at all.
Van Hollen's campaign claims the ad tells only half the story. Spokesman Brian Fraley says Van Hollen did put the offender behind bars for the homicide, but says the prosecutor was unable to keep the repeat criminal off the streets prior to that.
There are certain legal conditions that are required to seek bail revocation, and those conditions did not exist. And we are letting station managers know that they are under no obligation to run this ad.
The Greater Wisconsin Committee says it stands by the political ad. This is the second commercial the group has produced for the Attorney General's race. The other criticizes Van Hollen for his support of concealed carry legislation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.